Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and she bore Cain, and she said, I have got a man, the Lord. Then she gave birth again to his brother Abel. Now Abel became a shepherd of small cattle, whereas Cain became a tiller of the ground. And it came to pass, after a number of days, that Cain brought some fruit of the ground as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, from the firstlings of his small cattle, and from their fat. And the Lord looked upon Abel and his offering with favour, but he did not look upon Cain and his offering with favour. And it infuriated Cain greatly, and he became crestfallen. And the Lord said to Cain, Why are you infuriated, and why are you crestfallen? If you do well, is there not exultation? And if you do not do well, a sin offering is lying at the door, and its desire is towards you, and you may rule over it. Then Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and it came to pass, while they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. At this the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Whereupon he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. So now you are more cursed than the ground which opened its mouth to receive the blood of your brother at your hand. When you till the ground, it will not give you its vigour any more. A nomad and a fugitive you will be on the earth. Then Cain said to the Lord, My iniquity is too great to bear. Look, you have driven me out today from the face of the ground, and I will be hiding from your presence. And I have become a nomad and a fugitive on the earth, and it will come to pass that anyone who finds me will kill me. Then the Lord said to him, That is why anyone who kills Cain will have vengeance taken on him seven times over. And the Lord put a sign on Cain so that no one who found him should strike him. So Cain departed from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, to the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and she bore Enoch, and he became a builder of a city, and he called the city after the name of his son Enoch. Then Irad was born to Enoch, and Irad begot Mahujael, and Mahujael begot Methushael, and Methushael begot Lamech. Now Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the other was Zillah. And Adah bore Jabal. He became the father of those who live in tents and have cattle. And the name of his brother was Jubal. He became the father of all those who play the harp and flute. And Zillah also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, a sharpener of all copper and iron cutters. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen to my saying, for I have killed a man to my wounding, and a youth to my scarring. Inasmuch as Cain will be avenged seven times over, so Lamech will be 77 times. Then Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and she called him Seth. For, she said, God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, because Cain killed him. And to Seth also a son was born, and he called him Enos. At that time people began to call on the name of the Lord.